and just try to get some names. But you know, when you have hockey for 90, almost 100 years, there's so many names and so many people that were so influential, and I probably don't even know some of them. Mm-hmm. So it's you know, whether it's, you know, Emil Mussone or Al Renfrew or Dan Farrell, you know, things that they did here or after here. I mean, you know, those are just some coaches. Mm-hmm. And that's a good question.
Rick Yo would be a name, obviously.
Yeah, you know, and wow.
Lots of them.
And that's
think about anyway.
That yeah, and you know, and sometimes it's a more obvious than maybe at some places than others. Mm-hmm. But here, I think we've got so many good people, and that, you know, the three, you know, national championship, and they've gotten the championship game, that, you know, those 74, 75, 76 teams. I mean, there's some players on.
Yeah.
Anyway, good question. Well, you're right. That's why you're smiling, because you knew I wouldn't be able to answer it.
No.
I think I have an answer for everything, Derek, but I think I'm stumped on that one.
All right. Well, let's see if you have an answer for this one. Coach, how much time do you spend per week on the power play, and do you promote creativity? It says here you had a 7-minute power play and all five guys were standing still, and the shortest and lightest guy in the NCAA hockey was standing in front to screen the goalie. All the goalie has to do is look over him. No wonder he was making it look easy. One would never guess Tech's power play is 12th in the country. Wow.
I don't know if that's a compliment or a slam or a little bit of both. But yeah. No, that's a fair question. And yeah, we had addressed it after the second period. So we had some time to go in. And at that point, we weren't on a 5-on-3, obviously. So, but we talked about, you know, increasing the tempo of the power play, and to make sure that we move the puck. And what you do there is, yeah, we practice it you know, a couple days every week. I'm not sure. Some weeks it changes depending on what we're doing and how much time we do spend on it. It's interesting that some of the weeks we've hardly done anything on it, we've been better than the weeks we've done more on it. So you never know. A lot depends on the other team, you know, just where you are, creativity. As far as creativity goes, absolutely. I think you saw on Joel Esperance's goal, you know, you have a setup, but Mark Ott creates everything. He takes a puck in, circles back, you know, comes into the middle, and then gives Joel Esperance a perfect pass. Like, we don't practice him doing that in practice, but he's very creative, and Mark is, and we have a few players like that. As far as the standing around and putting Gavin in front of the net, yeah, we were using a pop-out play on that, and he wasn't necessarily there for the screen. We were looking for a couple different things off that. So, yeah, that's a fair assessment. Yeah, he's your smaller guy. You're not necessarily going to put him in front of the net all the time, but we were looking for a little bit of a pop-out play on that, which means he starts in front of the net, but he's going to drift to an area and get open. And Gavin's one of our you know, best players from in tight as far as scoring goals, and we see it in practice all the time. So, but yeah, we had some systems designed for that. We tweaked them a little bit, but you're right. You know, we had some movement. We had a couple plays off of it, and we just mishandled the puck or misfired on the shot. So, but I do like our power play. I really do. And it's always a work in progress. And, you know, we continue to work on it, and you can never be satisfied. But like I said, it's when you get those goals that are critical.
Is it hard, Coach, to get the team up for a supposedly weaker team after a sweep this past weekend, as Tech can reel off now a number of games in a row if they play their game?
No. We're not, like I think I mentioned it earlier, and this is a real good question, though. It's about our standard of play, and that's what you try to set with your team is you know, and you're right, and it's hard sometimes not to be human and look at the standings and try to figure things out or listen to people talk about it. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to set a standard of play that we need to play to up to every game, whether that's our forechecking, our speed, our defensive grit and responsibility and awareness, all those things. So so we'll set some parameters and some goals for our team for this weekend's game. It all starts with Friday, and we need to play up with that. We need to play with energy. So like I said, we're going to have to make sure we handle this travel and do some things that when the puck drops Friday, that we do have that energy. And, you know, it's on Olympic sheet again, and I like our team on Olympic sheets because we've got a good skating team, and I think that will help us. So, but you're right. We've got to you can't look at who you're playing. I mean, it's easy to say that, but it's really true. We have to play up to our standards. It doesn't matter where. We talk about this a lot. We almost talk about every week. It doesn't matter where we're playing, who we're playing against. It doesn't matter who's in our lineup. It doesn't matter if there's one person in the building or 100,000 people in the building. There's a certain way that we need to play, that we need to come Friday night and be able to play up to that standard. That is the goal. We're trying to get there. And you might never get there, but you have to set those standards of play high. And we have in the past, and we'll continue to do that. So we'll be ready Friday night.
Our next question, Coach. The major penalty was this person was watching it on TV. It was hard to see what the stick did and how bad the contact was. I think they're talking about the one where Cliff Watson was hit. Is our player okay? Well, Cliff came back in the game. He was okay.
He came back in the game, but his helmet got rearranged and he got cut because of that. And it was a high hit. And I don't want to. I'm not a referee, and it's hard. It's hard, and I'm trying to get better with the referees and. Because after the game, as coaches, we can sit there and we can slow it down and go frame by frame and blow it up and just really look at it. And, there's some calls, probably both ways that you don't like. I mean, I'm sure Coach Witten wouldn't like them, and some I probably wouldn't like. But I don't want to be a referee, that's for sure. It's a tough job. The play is fast. These kids are strong. And all you're trying to do is do the best job you can. And I'm trying to understand that and more and realize it's easy for me to sit at home or sit in my office and watch it on video and say, well, he wasn't that bad, or, he didn't really even get a penalty or whatever. But it's, and they do a good job. And, we're never going to always agree on penalties, and it's an objective position to be in, and they're trying to do their best job. And I've got to respect them, whether we agree or disagree on certain calls. I've got to respect them and the job that they do. And let me say this about Lake State. They've got a really good team. And Damon has done a real good job there. And they play hard and they play clean. They're not a dirty team. They're going to win a lot of hockey games this year. And I like the job he's done. And it's just unfortunate in that situation. So, I wish we could just play 5-on-5 for 60 minutes. And it's a good, clean game. But there's going to be things called in the game. And it usually works. It usually works out in the end. It balances out. We don't necessarily maybe like it at times as coaches, but you just got to be careful. Like me, I mean, I've got to be careful with our team because we get, four penalties in a row, and I got to be careful and not getting all excited, because then your team loses focus on the game. Your team gets frustrated. They lose focus, and I'm constantly seem like managing our players to stay in the game. Don't worry about the referees. Just play, And I have a big thing now that if you don't think it was a good call or a bad call, you're probably going to kill the penalty. So just go out there and kill it and get a shorthanded goal, and we'll go from there.
Coach, we only got about a minute, but what is the travel schedule going to be like when you have these guys up there for a whole week like that?
Yeah, well, we'll try and keep them active. That's one of the hardest parts when you're gone for so long. You get up there and you're going to practice, obviously, and you get about 7 hours of daylight, so you're trying to get them out in the day and do some things and keep them moving, but you don't want to do too much. That's why I'd rather be at home and school going on. I like the normal routine. Team because you're staying active. So we've got some things planned for them up there, and I think being there as many times as we have, we understand it. So we'll stay active, but I think we'll be gone in 11 or 12 nights, so it's a long trip. But hey, it's on the schedule. We'll be ready to play. So before I forget, I just want to wish all the hunters good luck and stay safe. So have fun and good luck with your friends and stay safe. And thank you again to our fans for all their support.
Well, we do want to thank them, and we also want to remind everybody that there will be no show next week, so we'll be back on the air the following week after the Alaska trip. We'll come back here on the air, and we'll have some tidbits throughout the week next week, too, from Alaska that we'll be putting.
Well, that's good.
There.
We can get on at 5 o'clock someday, Dirk, or whatever. We'll see what you want to do.
Yeah. So, anyway, thanks, Coach. We appreciate it. Yep. And everybody, listen to the games. 10:30 pregames both Friday and Saturday night. We will replay the broadcasts in an edited form on Saturday and Sunday at 11 o'clock in the morning on 920 AM WMPL. So if you want to hear them back, if you couldn't quite stay up for that Pepsi trivia question that you didn't win, well, there you go. So anyway, enjoy the games, enjoy the rest of the week, and go Michigan Tech.
Broadcasting from WKMJ FM Hancock to Keweenaw Bay, Greenland, Covington. This is Mix 93 WKMJ.